recording?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I now call this Strategic Planning and Finance Committee meeting of May 25th, 2011 to order. First thing on the agenda is to take a look and consider the final changes on the investment policy, which Pervez provided us at the last meeting. We actually had a chance to kind of go over the changes at the last meeting. Today's meeting, we were just going to have any of the final comments we had on that and then vote to approve and send that on to City Council. I looked over it and, you know, I think it looks pretty darn good the way that you've done it, Pervez. I don't really see anything in there for us to change or add. I don't know if anybody else has anything else to add to it.
Well, actually, I did. Not add to it, but a comment I was going over is I was looking over both of them, the changes and the original. And there's a system called RAD. It's basically what it is that a long time ago when you're building databases or systems from computers, you had this very expansive system. And if you wanted a system, then you had to modify it. And it took a lot of time, a lot of money, very expensive. And with RAD, what you did is that you didn't do that system. You built it what you needed. You actually laid out, here's the qualifications. I need these items. And then you built the system based on that. And it's one of the reasons why our technology has expanded as fast as it has. When I was looking over the original and his, I was looking at, this is just way too much. It's overkill, it's redundant, it's just, it's more like this fancy talk. And I actually like just put it off to the side and I looked at his solely. Mm-hmm. And to me, that is more of what our needs are. It's more in line. And even though if there's changes made, I basically don't even care to look at the original document. Mm-hmm. Because there's so much stuff in there that's just junk.
Yeah, there's
literally
a lot of junk in it.
That if you just look at his by itself, it's exactly what we need.
And it's a lot more plain spoken too,
yes.
I think. It's easier for the average person to understand, which I think is great. That's what
exactly
it needs to be. Does anybody else have any other comments on it? Anything y'all? No? Okay.
I think I missed the last meeting, but I was able to look over the attachments. And
okay,
see.
Good.
Do you have a couple more copies of that?
Oh, I'm sorry, Dan.
You handed me two of the, I believe it's the same thing. Are they supposed to be different?
Those are two same. There should be a redlined one and one that says
this is the original and then this is the new. Okay. So you just got two copies of the same.
Okay.
And again, really these revisions, like Pervez said, were just to make the investment policy in line with our new debt management policy. Which, Brian, I don't know if you knew or not, the debt management policy was approved by City Council. Okay, good deal. It was also approved by the voters as well. So, and it got a pretty good margin. I think it got 70% approval by the voters, maybe more even.
It was higher.
Yeah. It was higher than that, yeah. It was pretty high. So it was good.
Right next door.
Okay, thank you.
That's pretty much it. So now what we've got to do, again, a lot of this is geared towards our investment policy is geared towards more capital preservation, like the debt management policy said to do, so it's not really concerned with the interest rate as much. So with that, I will go ahead and move to approve the preliminary draft of the new investment policy.
I'll second that.
All right. Moved by the Chairman Huebner and seconded by Mr. Robertson. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay. Passes.
I had a question.
Sure.
Is your motion to send it to council?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So we approve it and we're going to send it to council.
Yeah, and then council has to approve it officially at that point.
Agreed.
So. Okay. Good deal. So do we need to revote? Did you?
I think we're good. I mean,
okay.
I understand. It that way. I just wanted to make sure.
Okay.
That was
5-4 and 0 against. The next part of the agenda is for this committee to develop its own budget policy statement for the upcoming fiscal year, which will begin October 1st, 2011. One thing I brought with me, and I actually didn't bring extra, and I don't know if you've got it or not, Pervez.
What, the policy?
I've got the budget policy statement or directives that the City Council put together which City Council put this together back in April, I think it was, maybe March.
March.
Yeah, in March. And you've got copies of that?
Yeah, excellent. I have some extra.
Good deal.
Is that
yes, you've got one too. So I kind of wanted everybody to see what the City Council came up with. And then I also wanted this committee to put together its own budget policy statement to send to Council as well. Obviously, the one that City Council has come up with speaks for itself. It's basically what they're looking to do, what City Council has decided to do, is look at increasing the maintenance and operation fund as well as the interest and sinking fund as well. A lot of the tax hikes that will probably be coming in the next 3 years will be due to the debt that we have. I think that it looks like City Council also wants to raise taxes for the maintenance and operations of the city as well. I agree with our city manager that really every single department is understaffed at the city right now. I just don't know if this is the time for us to start to try and staff those departments up. We have seen an increase in our tax revenues, but the growth that we saw from like 2000 to 2007 is not the same kind of growth we're seeing from 2008 to the present. Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. Sorry, I'm late.
Yeah, it's all right. Janine Smalley showed up at 6:40. So we've now got six members here. Actually, this is the full committee now because Alejandro's not with us anymore. So anyway, that's kind of what we're facing at City Council is trying to staff up most of the departments within the city. I think every department needs more staff. And then obviously the debt service is raising as a city as well. So we're having to raise taxes to cover those increased payments. The other thing that concerns me is, again, what I've brought up before, is the transfers that we're making from the utility fund to the general fund. It's pretty substantial now. Luckily for the city's budget, we're in a drought right now, because what that means is people spend more money on water. When they spend more money on water, that puts more money into the utility fund, which allows us to transfer more money into the general fund. But if we get a couple of good wet years in a row, like three or four, we may see the utility fund dwindle down pretty quickly to the point where the funds we're transferring out on an annual basis just won't be there anymore. And it'll force us as a city to raise the tax rate in order to make up for those transfers. So we've got to focus on that as well.
Weren't we talking at some point, maybe you brought it up, that we're going to start combining those two funds anyway? Or what was that discussion centered around?
There are two separate funds, one for recreation fund and one for community development or planning department type fund. Yeah. They're really general funds, so we're going to merge those together. When you merge them, the ending balance of the general fund drops because one of those funds, two funds, has a large negative fund balance.
Okay.
But those are separate from the utility fund.
They are, okay.
Yeah, and the utility fund and general fund, we can't really merge. So those will stay separated. I don't think we can.
No, we should not.
Yeah, I didn't think so either. So anyway, if you just kind of look at some of the City Council policy directives here, you can see them talking about the property tax rate, utility rates, the transfer from the utility fund, which I just mentioned, the priority for funding, new positions, FlexNet system, and then it carries on over to page two. Municipal court cost, new police station, and COLA, or cost of living adjustment for city staff. Now, I did talk to the city manager a week or two ago, and he feels like he'll be able to, and I guess you've worked with him too, Prevez, to potentially put together a balanced budget. I'm assuming it's a balanced budget based on these policy directives, or is it a balanced budget without raising taxes? Have you guys kind of...
We haven't gotten that far yet. The departments are still putting together their proposed budget, mm-hmm. but the directives we gave to the department heads as they're preparing their next year's budget is live within your means of what you have mm-hmm. this year. Mm-hmm. Basically, this year's budget will be your next year's budget, mm-hmm. unless there is some regulatory state law requirement that compels us to buy equipment or add staff. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Probably training, right. Certifications, things like that. Now, one thing that we discussed at the last city council and we approved was we had to do a budget amendment. It's for about $675,000, give or take, which is equivalent to about 5 cents on the tax rate. So if we use this new amended budget for next year, we will have to raise taxes about 5 cents in order to prevent us from dipping into our, basically, our emergency fund or, I guess, just leftover funds we have, which there's not much left in that.
Right. We're below the city charter requirement.
Right, which we've got to really build up our emergency funds as well, which would also require another tax hike, probably a minor one, though, I guess. It wouldn't have to be.
We'll have to build it up over a number of years. Yeah. We shouldn't do it in just 1 year.
Yeah.
It would be like a 5 to 10 year plan.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You remember with the tax rate, when it was dropped, what it was from?
You mean?
Prior to the old administration leaving.
Weren't we around 61 or 62 cents, I thought?
At the height we were, but that was back in like the late 90s or mid 90s, I think it was. And then it came down not too long after that, and it's been coming back. It's been doing like a roller coaster for the last 20 years, basically. It's been as low as, I think, 27 cents was at the low and 62 cents at the high, 61, 62. Right now we're at 42 cents. We'll probably have to go to 47 or 48 cents for the next fiscal year coming up if we stick to this budget, if we stick to the current budget that we're in right now. So I'm assuming, these policy directives were developed before we had our recent budget amendment at the last city council meeting. So it's hard to say if we will take that current budget and then add another 2 or 3 cents to it, which we probably will in order to make up for the payments on our debt service, I'm assuming. Again, it's probably a little early to say exactly what we're going to have to do there because we don't know exactly how much our revenues are going to increase for the next fiscal year. But at this point, I just kind of want to have a discussion with you guys. How do you feel about our tax rate? Would you like to see more city services? Would you like to see city services stay where they are? Do you feel like there's a target tax rate we should set as a city? I personally feel like we should try to achieve a target tax rate where we can hit that tax rate, whatever it happens to be, and then we can keep it there for an extended period of time. And if we have to adjust it, make the adjustments very minor. I'd really like to not adjust the tax rate at all. Since we're going to be looking at like a 47 cents per $100 of value, I think maybe trying to shoot for in the long term, maybe over the next 5 to 10 years, try to get it to like a 40 cent tax rate where we can keep it at that rate. Maybe go lower if we could, but I think we're going to have to continue to take on more infrastructure projects as a city as we grow, which will require more debt again. But I think 40 cents would be pretty competitive compared to San Marcos, probably our closest neighbor next to Buda, but San Marcos has more to offer than Buda does, so I see them as more of our competition than Buda. Obviously, Buda's tax rate is very low. They're in the low 20s. I think they're around 22 or 23 cents. They're a much smaller city than us, population-wise.
They also have sales tax supplementing tax base.
And then San Marcos is at 53 cents right now, I believe. So I feel like if we're at 40 cents, we're not too far off from Buda or San Marcos, but we're still at a pretty competitive rate.
Where's San Marcos at?
53 cents. We'll probably go to 47 if we stick to these policy directives.
That doesn't include that $675,000. So you said that $675 would add about 5 cents.
Well, right now we're at 42 cents right now, and what we did to make up for this $675,000 was we just dipped into our emergency fund. So if we stick to this current budget policy that we just amended, we'll have to raise taxes 5 cents in order to keep services where they are today. Without dipping into the emergency fund again, which we obviously don't want to do because right. That's going to run out pretty soon.
So, and this additional 2 to 3 cents was for maintenance and operations. Mm-hmm. So that's in addition to the 5 cents.
That probably, and that's what I think, that's what I'm assuming now. This 2 to 3 cents.
That would be like 49 cents.
It's probably, and that's what I think it is. The thing is that this was set up back in April, and we just amended the budget 2 weeks ago. So this came well before the budget amendment.
So are we putting the cart before the horse by even kind of discussing it without the budget being...
This was intended for council to give staff direction. In general terms, what would you like to see?
Okay, so they can propose
that. Right. Mm-hmm. To set the guiding principles for developing the next year's budget.
Okay.
So, I mean, we can come up with whatever policy statement we want to as a committee. I just wanted to show you what the city council came up with and then the budget amendment that we just passed 2 weeks ago. So that you have that on your mind whenever we're coming up with our own budget policy statement. So basically the reason I'm telling you this as well is because if we say that we feel like we should shoot for a tax rate of 40 cents, obviously I don't think we could do that next year without cutting jobs. But if we were to do that, it would mean that we would probably have to lay some people off, cut services. We'd have to do some sort of combination of the two. So I just wanted you guys to understand that before we start coming up with a policy statement, so that we know the consequences of potentially trying to lower the tax rate. I think that, again, that's just what I would like to do, is try and shoot for a 40 cent tax rate over maybe the next 5 years.
I was gonna say, what period
to get to that
time?
Within, I'm thinking 5 year time frame. And then maybe after that, depending on our infrastructure projects that we need as a city, depending on how growth goes as well, maybe
kind of
see if we can.
That, isn't it? I mean, to bring the tax base down, we've got to increase the revenue.
Right, exactly, we do. If we want to keep services where they are. Yes, that's true.
But as the city grows, you'll need more services, like more police and, you know,
right,
maintenance.
Right, we will. We will.
So, yeah, they're going to go together.
Right. Now, hopefully, we'll get more business tax base as opposed to residential tax base, because that pays a lot more in taxes just because the values are so much higher and they require fewer services. You typically have more people, you know, living here using the court system, getting pulled over by the police, needing police to come out to their home. Businesses have that too, but it's not as nearly as demanding, mm-hmm. based on how much they pay in taxes. So our Economic Development Committee is obviously working to get more businesses here, and then we're going to try and take a look at, you know, what we actually have now and where we should go in the future as a city.
Is there a way you can plot this on a Gantt chart?
The current tax rates, or?
Well, essentially where we're at now and what's funding them. Are you familiar with, I think some people actually refer to it as the fish chart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you basically have your goal lined out, and each fin mm-hmm. is like police, fire department, mm-hmm. all the utilities, stuff like that, and what they're needing, and what our revenue that's coming in, supplementing it. And that way there you kind of look at the big picture, because you just don't want to say, well, we're going to have to cut away from the police. And mm-hmm. when we actually, if you look on the Gantt chart, well, we could probably trim this a little bit. And it kind of like give us a direction.
Well, we've got a budget that you could take a look at. And you could actually see, I mean, it's very detailed. It's down to the line item in there. So you can see exactly what we're spending on in each department and how those funds are being allocated throughout.
It's just interesting when you put on the fish chart, it starts to come together and go, oh, well, then it gives us kind of like, we use it a lot in the scientific community as well, so mm-hmm. that's one of the primary.
Do you see any place in the budget to trim?
I've got my own mm-hmm. opinions on that. One thing I was thinking, it's not even that much of a trim, but I'd like to take out all type of travel and conferences,
yeah,
unless they're required
too,
for training or certifications that you have to have by law. I'd also like to, as a city, take a look at our retirement plan. I think it's really generous. Of course, that's my opinion. I'd also like to look at our medical plan, our health insurance, our various types of dental all those types of insurance and see if maybe we can find some sort of a policy that might be cheaper.
And
then obviously try to see if we can refinance our debt, too.
Each department doesn't have, I mean, the city has one provider. They're not, like, segregated or anything like that.
Right, right. We do it as a city. Police might be different, I guess, since they're civil service.
No, they're a single provider for the entire city.
Okay.
Okay, that helps.
I mean, outside of that, I mean, that's not going to save us a ton of money. We might be able to shave half a cent off the tax rate by doing that, maybe. I don't even know if we could get that much, honestly.
Really?
It might be a quarter of a cent.
Is there a way that we'd be able to see, I don't know if it would work or not, but see the budget by line item, what they were allocated, so to speak, and what was actually spent, like in the first three quarters of the fiscal year. Mm-hmm. So that last quarter, and they say, oh, well, I need to spend some money, or they're not going to give it to me. I mean, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And so. Lenny, our city manager, has already frozen items that they can't touch for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
CIP capital, new position, vacant positions are frozen.
Yeah,
so he's already put those in place.
Sure has, yeah. I like your idea of doing a fish chart. The only thing that concerns me is that Prevez is already overworked as it is, and I'd hate to put more work on his plate.
Well, I asked if he already had done one.
What I can share with y'all is we have sources and uses of our revenues. So I can show you in pie chart. That's really easy to do.
Okay.
You can that'll work.
You can see where the money's coming from and where basically it's going, where it's being applied.
Yeah.
And then if you're interested, we have line items for by department. We can provide that as well.
That would be nice to
that'd
see.
Be
yeah.
Sure. Plus, we can obviously get the budget and then the budget amendment that we just made.
Right.
I mean, that should be pretty easy to just kind of to send out.
Yeah, just like we did for the council statement.
Yeah, exactly. Just send that out.
Sure.
That would be easy, and then everybody could take a look at it. I will say, I mean, we can look around at it and try and look for cuts. I do think it'll be difficult to find a whole lot in there without cutting jobs or positions. I really do. Not to say that you can't do it, but
I know it might be a sensitive subject, but do you see any excess positions that may not be necessary to positions that could be combined?
You
know, yours.
You know, for me, police, infrastructure, and finance are the three primary services that the city should focus on. Obviously, finance, because if you're not taking care of the finances,
everything
else will
fall.
The city
should focus on in what regard? Do you mean focus on as far as cuts, or focus on
as far as funding?
Okay.
And then
okay. Yeah.
Pretty much all the other departments are kind of secondary, in my opinion.
Okay.
So in other words, if we're going to make cuts, I would say make public works, finance, and police the last ones to cut, and cut things like parks and rec first. And then move through the various departments from there. Obviously, we've got to have roads, water, wastewater, and you've got to have safety. If you don't have those essential things, you can't really operate as a city.
Right.
You know, if the parks go overgrown, it sucks, but, you know, we can still survive and get by if the parks haven't been trimmed in a while.
Well, there's a way around that. You designate them as wildflower areas.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good trick.
I do feel like city council would be against that, just from what I've seen from other city council members. Our mayor is very in tune with the Parks and Rec Department. I think that she would prefer to increase funding there.
Well, the other thing is, you want, I guess, an inviting city to invite businesses. You don't want it to look run down or...
Right.
Yeah, we want our city to be presentable.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that we should cut in those departments. Yeah. I just want to find out, you know, what we feel like as a committee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do we feel like raising taxes is okay? Do we feel like the citizens would agree with that? Or do we feel like citizens want the tax rate to stay the same? Do we feel like citizens want to cut the tax rate? I think that's what we need to gauge as a committee. And then if we feel like we can raise taxes, where should we put the additional revenues? If we feel like we need to keep the tax rate the same, where do we need to cut to keep it the same? And if we feel like the city wants to cut taxes, then we need to look at the budget and figure out where we need to cut. So we kind of need to get an idea of where we want to head as a committee and then we can pass our statement on to City Council to consider at that point.
One of the things I keep hearing is we got to look at the budget, so I think that's what I'd like if you could email those or something.
I can certainly do that.
Yeah, that would be
awesome. Yeah. Look at it so we have, you know, 4 weeks.
See for our own eyes what we might think is pork.
Because I actually did specialize in cost reductions and reorganization, but I don't follow the Louise lay off everybody until you have no bones left. That's not right.
I don't necessarily want to do that either.
And as you're reviewing those numbers, you know, I think this would be helpful. As a rule of thumb, a penny raises about $140,000 for the city, and a penny equals to, on a $100,000 average priced home, about $10 a year. So
say that again. A penny is about $10
per $100,000 home value. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just don't see that as a big deal. I mean, I don't see that as overly burdensome to us.
Yeah.
I just don't.
You're right. Okay, it's not, and I agree with you.
I
totally agree with you on that, but you've got to keep in mind that there's a lot of taxing entities out there,
and all of them
are under pressure to raise taxes. So if all of us, each taxing entity feels like 10 bucks isn't much, and we all raise 10 bucks, suddenly it turns into $1,000. So we've got to figure out where our priorities are. The school is your largest taxing entity on your home. The county is taxes you more than the city does. You've got the fire department. You've got the Plum Creek watershed.
We also have ACC that just came in.
We've got ACC that's going to hit us. That's going to be 9 cents.
Right.
So you're going to see a tax hike from that. Who knows what's going to happen with our income tax down the road? Who knows what the state's going to do? The state keeps talking about cutting the budget. I'm sure they will, but will they do that forever? Who knows? So, I mean, we got to take the big picture here. I mean, if we just look at our own little city as a taxing entity, and we feel like 10 bucks isn't much, and then we're, you know, raising, you know, 20 or 40 cents on the tax rate, and everybody else is too, suddenly it hurts. So that's just something to consider. But, I mean, I do agree, $10 is not much. I just want to make sure we consider the whole big picture here too.
Well, I thought about earlier, that was some of the things that we did, you know, at Hayes County, just cut back off-site training and all that stuff and things done in-house. I was thinking about that earlier. And also, have the funds been allocated for the Big Brother water meters yet?
We stopped that project, or the city manager did.
Yeah, that's the FlexNet system that you see.
Okay. Yeah, the city manager stopped that project.
Has it been scrapped, or is it
No, well, right now it's basically, it's frozen. Basically, so.
And we may end up appropriating that money for Daisy Lane, because we don't have enough money to do the Daisy Lane project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's another good point.
We're short about $2.5 million.
Wow. Chunk change.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
They didn't plan for it.
Yeah.
Between Daisy Lane and RM-150 extension or realignment, it's about $7 million.
Has the 150 extension been scrapped?
No.
No.
It's still moving forward, but we got to come up with the $2.5 million, which we don't really have in savings. So I know that you and Lanny have been discussing ways to come up with that, so I'll be looking forward to seeing that.
Could we stop construction on the library and move those funds over to complete Daisy?
No, we can't, unfortunately. Those bond funds have to be spent on what they're allocated.
I know. I've been against it for a while.
So obviously, we will have to look at the budget. But before we look at the budget, I think that we can come up with a committee as, you know, what do we feel like is a fair tax rate? Do we feel like it's okay to raise taxes? Do we feel like we should cut taxes? And then once we kind of come up with an idea of where we should set our tax rate, then we can kind of figure out, do we need to cut the budget? What do we need to do with the budget at that point? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you waiting for someone to speak up and give an opinion? Well, I definitely don't feel like we should cut the taxes.
Okay.
I just don't think that's on the table. I don't think that's viable.
Yeah.
And I think it's got to be a balance of, you know, cutting some services and... Mm. Raising the taxes a couple cents.
Mm-hmm. I think taxes are going to probably go up. I'd say there's a high probability of it.
I think they have to, don't they?
Yeah.
I mean, we don't want
to
lose any essential
services.
They don't have to.
Exactly.
We don't want to lose any.
Exactly. If we don't raise them, we'll have to lose services.
Right.
It's true. if we don't raise taxes, services will have to be cut. I mean, that's there's no way around that.
Well, hopefully that they won't get overzealous about the new police station. I know those guys, and you know they're bumping into each other in this one, mm-hmm. and even the one that they were kind of kicking around, they were talking about, you know, is still going to be.
How much bigger is this building over here than? Do you know?
It's bigger, but
at least three times.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But when you seem a little hesitant, it's bigger, but.
Well, it's going to be a lot of work. It's an old building. It's got two big bank vaults in there, which I guess the police could probably use one for.
Cells.
Putting rifles in or something like that, but
or the drug bust,
lock them
the
up
evidence,
yeah, evidence room, morning. Stuff like that. But they're probably gonna have to gut the whole building and you know remodel it in some way. We're assuming $400,000.
$430,000
in remodel.
That's actually not a lot of money.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's.
Yeah, I mean it is, but I mean that's you know 3 cents on the tax rate. So, I mean you can see how quickly the tax rate can go up from small projects. And then
build something without. Well,
I get that's what I'm saying. Don't get overzealous because I was just talking to a sergeant buddy of mine, and he's like, "Yeah, we're moving, but
yeah,
okay, yeah,
yeah."
You know, it's,
yeah.
Won't be as big of a
seems like a short-term fix, whatever.
Yeah, that was
it
a
is.
That's
it is.
A
that's a $400,000 Band-Aid. You know?
Yeah, pretty that's, much
that's,
is.
That is my one big gripe is short-term fixings. That you're just going to spend more money to fix it more down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Fix it right the
we're
first
time. We're kind of in a unique position where we almost, as much as I hate doing it, we might have to do that until we get out of this crisis that we're kind of in.
Right.
With this debt, so.
I know, but that's what causes crises is this.
Believe me, I understand.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
And it's not us. It's our predecessors. And
I've done similar things where I've taken buildings and stuff like that for GSA, but the long-term deal is, yeah, it might be a temporary fix, but after you do build your police station and if you refurbish this building, then it can be used for another department or something without having to further cost build another item. So it depends on what the future entails.
I don't see that happening that often because you're still going to have to.
Well, we've been doing it here in the city,
good
Kyle.
Planning.
We've been doing that.
It constitutes good planning. Austin, I'll tell you right now, is huge for taking buildings and recycling them instead of new buildings. My parents can go anywhere from the city they grew up in and show their old haunts. If you go to Austin, they're gone because they've recycled the buildings so much. Instead of Austin growing like other cities, they've taken the buildings and they've recycled them and recycled them and recycled them. And they actually were able to save a lot of money doing that long term.
Well, to your example, where the police are now used to be the city hall, and so it was too small. So they built this building and moved, and the police department used to be right there in that in the VFW. So that's kind of an example of. Of course, the old city hall now is such a small building that we could maybe stick finance in there, and that's about it. But that wouldn't work because everyone pays their bills over here. So.
My thought is that when you have a ship that's going like we are, and my first thought is looking at the budget and seeing where the leaks are, and then stemming those leaks before we start, you know, wanting to put more bilge pumps and pay for those. And to me, those are band-aids when you're putting a bilge pump for a leak. If you can cut that leak off, then you don't need the bilge pump. And that's how I kind of see like the police station. I don't see it being a bilge pump. You're looking to fill a leak first, get rid of it, without having to build something that you don't need right now. And that'll save some money.
Since we're talking about the police station, I haven't talked to all the police officers, but I've probably talked to the majority of them, and it seems kind of split. It's like half of them want a new building, and half of them would rather just have new vehicles or take-home vehicles. So it kind of depends on which officers you talk to.
Explain to me what a take-home vehicle is.
As soon as you get off, you get in your own car and you go home. You leave the patrol car there, and then the next police officer on staff takes that car and goes out on patrol.
What's
the take-home vehicle is you are assigned a vehicle and you drive it all the time and nobody else does.
What's the advantage of that, or is it?
You know, I've never looked at the numbers on it, but the police say that if they get assigned a vehicle, they'll take better care of it because they'll take pride in that vehicle. That's the argument. So
old generations used to do that, and I bought the new ones. But they also, like Hayes County does that quite frequently, and they don't have to have like a bus barn for their vehicles. Also, having the police cars in the neighborhoods actually is a crime deterrent, because they know there's a cop there. They see the police car, and so if you actually look at the neighborhoods with more Hayes County police cars there, you'll actually see less crime as well.
We had a lot of police officers living in the city of Kyle. Yeah. A lot of Austin ISD.
They almost 70 Travis County guys down here. Yeah. Well, if you go down Spring Branch, there's... Well, anyway, there's three.
The Austin Police Association president told me that there's 150 Travis County and Austin City Police personnel living in the city of Cobb.
Wow.
And that's more than our entire city staff.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot. Yeah. I mean, we've only got 22 police officers total and only 114 total staff, 115.
So 145.
Oh, 145. Yeah, that's way out there. But still, I mean... Police officers outnumber staff in this city, so from other areas anyway. And then there's like another 35 San Marcos police officers that live in Kyle. So we've got a lot of police officers that live here. So I'll just tell you what I would like to do is try and stay at the 42-cent tax rate if possible, but that would mean having to cut the budget. But we will get more revenues. And I was thinking some ways to potentially keep the budget where it is look at some of these budget amendments that we had to look at a couple of weeks ago and see what we can cut out of there. The municipal court was completely left off in the last budget cycle, so we can't really take that out. But I think the total municipal budget was $65,000-ish.
Slightly higher, because they left out the judge's salary.
They left out the judge's salary.
Slightly higher?
I was about to say, that seemed a little low.
Yeah. Well, the judge is part-time, too.
Right.
So that the salary isn't as high as you would think it would be, but it's still substantial.
Timeshare, isn't it?
No, she's just straight part-time.
Oh, okay. Because I know in Wimberley, there's a judge down there that does like a timeshare and will actually work for several nearby cities. So they get their full, you know, pay. Actually, they make better money, they said, that way.
Yeah.
But it's cheaper for the smaller cities.
Yeah. I was considering maybe looking at trying to let go of maybe one or two positions within administration. Take a look at the, obviously, again, look at the travel, look at... you know, the insurance policies, if there's any cuts we can do there, look at the retirement plan. And then I'd also like to see if we can implement some sort of incentive program to where department heads or even city staff, if they can find ways to save money or cut the budget, say for every dollar they're able to save, we'll give them 10 cents and give them some sort of incentive to try and find ways to save money throughout departments.
Yeah, I believe I brought that up last meeting.
You did, yeah.
That if they would duplex for paper and save on the paper, and then they save here and there, they wouldn't be so wanting to, you know, not caring about wasting, because if they could save their money, then they know they can actually possibly get a carries or get some positions filled.
Yeah.
Or this.
Yeah, double-sided paper.
Yeah. I'll do better next time.
Seriously though, implement some cost, just basic, like turn off the lights or throw the air conditioning up.
Believe it or not, we had implemented where we had motion sensor lights, and then if nothing moved in that room after like 5 minutes, of course people who fell asleep in the room all of a sudden became in the dark.
Yeah.
But
if
that,
you're sitting at your computer too, they'll usually turn off.
That they would actually turn the lights off. Mostly like restrooms start there first, and they don't really cost that much.
Now, again, this is just my opinion. We're a committee, so I'm not trying to force the committee in any one direction, but I need you guys to also talk to your neighbors, tell me what you feel about our tax rate, and then as a committee, we can come up with our own budget policy statement. If we feel like we need to raise taxes, we can send that to the city council. If we feel like we can keep the tax rate the same and we can come up with a plan to do it, we can send that to city council. I do think that when I go out and I talk to just like people on my block when I go to Chamber of Commerce events. Most people who are not involved in the city and don't use the city services are usually all for cutting the tax rate, but they don't really know how, where, or what strain the city is already under. But it's the people who are more involved, I've noticed, who tend to be okay with raising the taxes because they understand what the city is already dealing with. And I think that when you guys go out and talk to your neighbors who you probably never see at local city functions of any kind, you'll probably see the same thing. The ones who are involved are okay with raising taxes, the ones that aren't involved.
Yeah, they don't understand the ramifications of cutting it, what
yeah.
it means.
Yeah.
What is our estimated shortfall at this point, do you know?
Well, it was $675,000 on this budget policy amendment that we just made. And I attribute that to us not having a city manager or a finance director when we did our last budget. I mean, the entire municipal court was completely left off the budget, and it was, you know, no one knew. So, but now we've got Prevez, now we've got Lanny working. They saw these things pretty much right off the bat, and we got those addressed. And I look forward to Prevez showing us how he plans on going through our budget policy workshops in the future. Anyway.
I was going to make a comment. I don't think I understand fully which departments are hurting and why. So I'm not sure if I could make a valid, yeah, I mean, a cut here, not there.
Mm-hmm. I think after you said you were going to email those charts.
Once we get the numbers.
Yeah, if we can look at them kind of subjectively, then I think that might make a little more sense.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on you with the PD. I'm sorry.
I want you all to look at the budget. I'm not against that. But I need us to keep in mind, too, that we're kind of under a tight time frame here. On top of that, I think when you look at the budget, you'll see the numbers. But it's really hard to say just by looking at the numbers that a department is stressed. I mean, you can't really do that just by looking at the numbers. I'll just tell you all straight out, all of the departments are strained. There's more work than they have manpower for. And that's just a fact across every department.
And across many, many businesses across
it's true.
The United States.
It's true. That's very true.
I mean, my business.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, everyone's working with fewer people and requiring more work out of them. So, if you look at the salaries, you will find, if you get a chance to even look at other budgets like San Marcos, Austin, Buda, Wimberley, Dripping Springs, you'll see that our salaries are low compared to kind of our neighboring cities, except for maybe like Buda and Wimberley. But we pay a lot lower than like San Marcos and Austin do for pretty much every position. You name it, we pay less. Police, we're also still lower on, but that's going to be corrected in the next few years because of civil service. That's pushing their pay back up. You'll also notice that police have a lot of overtime, but we're cutting that down now. You won't see a whole lot of overtime in the other departments except for like maybe public works, and that's usually attributed to like a pipe busting at midnight and you've got to send a crew out there to fix it, and there's just no way around that. You got to pay overtime at that point. So I just wanted y'all to keep in mind that a lot of our salaries are already low, so if you want to look at cutting salaries. But again, this is not why I want to say we need to just start looking at the budget and see what we can cut out or add. Right. I think we need to decide, are we okay with sending a budget policy statement of raising taxes? Or are we okay with trying to keep the tax rate as it is? Or do we want to see the tax rate go down? And once we kind of come up with where we'd like to see the tax rate, then we can kind of really dig into the budget and figure out, okay, to hit this tax rate, we can spend money here, but we got to cut here, whatever the case may be. Of course, we'll have to look at the budget to figure that out. But I think it's better for us to kind of have a goal and then start digging into the budget at that point, if we can.
My opinion is, if we're increasing taxes to maintain services without increasing mm-hmm. the number of positions and mm-hmm. all that stuff, then
you're okay with that?
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, okay. I think that.
And I think
that's kind of what Janine was saying,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And if we can cut anywhere, then yeah, let's cut somewhere.
Yeah, extra stuff would be
good.
Yeah. Would be good.
I think so, too.
I prefer to look at the budget before I make any recommendations.
Mm-hmm. That was just a personal opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that the citizens of Kyle can understand that if it's explained to them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If I don't know what kind of information can be disseminated out, mm-hmm. but I don't think that there'll be too much balking or, I really don't. I mean, if we're that much in, you know, if all the departments are hurting, it's not too hard to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
Is there, there's probably a list out there already compiled that has like a list of all of the services the city provides. Is there?
Yeah, I mean, you can, when you look at the budget, you'll be able to tell for the most part, because like Parks and Rec will list out all the programs they do. Police will show all the services they provide. Finance shows all the services they provide. So the budget will kind of, and you'll have to go through, you know, the budget's that thick.
I just thought there might be like a generic...
Don't print it out. Just email it to us.
You could probably just look at the city website, yeah. and you can see the departments there, and then just click on the departments and see what each department does, and that kind of that'll probably give you.
Yeah, along those lines, weren't we discussing before about refinancing some of the debt?
Yeah, and that's another thing I'd like to do is try to refinance the debt to get our debt service down.
Have we done anything about that?
I mean, I can give y'all an update. I have scoured through our existing debt. It's not like your mortgage that you can just go to the next bank and refinance. You're getting a better rate. The bonds are sold in stacks or staggered maturities. And they have to be callable because when you sell, you're guaranteeing the bondholder that they will earn interest at that rate for a certain period of time. That's why it's marketable and we're able to sell. It has to have a call date before you can refinance. So if it doesn't have a call date, we can't touch those bonds. So by going through that exercise, I was able to find about, and that's not a whole lot, it's only about $3.2 million that we'll be able to refinance in the next month or so. We'll be taking that to council.
What kind of savings will that be?
Even that, it's about $130,000 in round numbers over 13 years.
Oh, 13 years?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So the annual savings ranges from $2,000 to about $12,000, roughly.
Does that include all the fees and everything for processing?
Yes, it's net of issuance costs.
Okay.
Now, the big savings we may realize is the SIB loan, or the state improvement loan that we have, which is about $14 million. However, we don't have any debt service on it until 2014. So it doesn't make sense to go refinance now and start paying now when we don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to wait. We should, in my opinion, we should wait until 2014 or real close to it and then go refinance.
Plus, by 2014, hopefully, we'll see our credit
better.
Well, the economy goes up, and we'll see our credit rating go up, and then we can really get the interest rate down.
Is this going to peak, 2016, I believe?
2014.
Yeah.
If we don't do anything, it's $2 million right off the bat mm-hmm. that goes up. But given our portfolio, those are the only possibilities we have. The one I'm going to take forward to council in about within this month, or next month, I should say. And then that $14 million state loan.
Is the budget online right now on the city website? I think it might be.
I don't know if the new website has that link. I'm going to do look that, and if I find it, I'll send you all the link in the email.
Okay. Yeah.
I was looking for it. I didn't see it.
Okay.
And
if we don't, I'll send you all a PDF.
Yeah.
Of
the whole thing.
It used to be before we had the old website, or back when we were going through the budget, it was.
Yeah. We had all our annual reports, budgets there.
It was all there. Okay,
so I hope that answered your question.
Yeah. I just wondered what I know when that gentleman came down, and you know, you guys were, you know, beating your heads against the wall, you know, trying to figure stuff out, you know, for the debt management policy. That was brought up, you know, quite a bit, and I was just wondering where that was, where that stood.
Yeah, we're watching that very closely. As soon as one pops up, we got to make it where it is cost effective to do the refinancing.
I just want to reiterate again that, you know, kind of the idea of these committees too is to get more public citizen involvement in what's happening in our government. And
so talk to our neighbors.
Talk to your neighbors, please. If you see them outside, I know it might seem corny or cheesy to you, but let them know that you're on this committee. Let them know that you're going to help guide our tax policy and you'd like to know how they feel. And, you know, again, the people who are not involved are probably going to tell you, cut taxes, I don't like it, I want my taxes down. Mm-hmm. and then just kind of tell them about the things that our city faces, and then ask them, you know, do you still feel that way, or, you know, take it from there. And then
ask any citizen, what do you want out of your city? What do you want your city to offer you? Mm-hmm. What kind of environment do you want to live in? And then they'll start listing all these things, and then they'll realize these things cost money. Mm-hmm. You know, so. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
I don't know. I thought we were going to go pretty good with the ACC deal, and then that became a fiasco, and it cost, what, another $2 million? Because mm-hmm. they missed that loan yeah. deadline.
Yep.
And I thought everyone was going to buy into that.
Yeah, so I mean, just as an example, if we stick to our current budget, we'll have to raise taxes 5 cents. ACC will be 9.4 cents. And then we'll see all the other taxing districts that hit us probably also go up 2, 3, 4 cents. Who knows? I'm sure the fire will go up. County will go up. Plum Creek Watershed will probably go up.
Could be about 25 cents if it's all said and done.
It could easily be in that range. 20 cents anyway. Yeah.
Too bad we couldn't exploit the paver program they got going on with the city library. Say we have little projects, something, and basically if we get people where they'll donate some money and we'll put a paver in for them, I mean, $100 for, 25 cent brick? That's a pretty sweet deal, getting some things done.
I know that they did some fundraising for it.
They got that paver program going on right now.
Well, they were trying to do, like, selling bricks for the library as well to try and pay for, like, the sidewalks.
Get your name on it, yeah.
I don't know if they ever discussed, like, selling the naming rights to the library. I think there was a lot of people against that because they want it to be the City of Kyle Library, not, you know, Wells Fargo Library or something like that.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I know a lot of companies are in business now. That's all they do, sell their names.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to go ahead and move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? We are adjourned.
When's our next meeting?
We're going to start meeting every fourth Wednesday of the month. I don't know where the stop is on this. 22nd?
Is that right? That's
on there.
Oh, that's right. I we discussed that last week.
Yeah, just make it easy.
I'll be in Florida.
Oh, will you really?
Every fourth one.
I'll be back from my cruise. I think I'm back on the 21st. So
I'll be packing for my trip to New York. Mm-hmm. New York.
Where are you going?
New York.
New York.
I'll be here.
I'll be in town.
Yep. All right. Hopefully, we'll have our new member at the next meeting too.
Oh, you've got one.
Yes, but it's been like 2 months since I picked her out of all the committee applicants.
Good, another woman.
Yeah. I forget her name, so I'll have to go back through it again now.
Wouldn't be the one that I suggested that she's a mortgage financial consultant.
I've got the application. It's been so long since I looked at it. I was trying to get her approved like 6 weeks ago, and then the mayor wanted me to come back here and vote to have Alejandro removed first when he'd already violated the policy. I didn't see what we had to do that, but that's what she wanted, so I did it. So that delayed the whole process. So now hopefully we'll get her approved in June when she can come to the next meeting.
Hopefully it's the one down the street from me. I talked to her. She's very savvy.
You know, maybe what we could do is instead of spending money on papers, we could just buy iPads for everybody.
That's what I said earlier. That's what I said. We should all have
documents
electronic.
We
should
just
tell
the community to the meetings.
It's just double sided.
Yeah.
I'll stick with my Android.
Yeah.
I got the same one.
So do you think you guys can make it, or you won't be here, Brian?
I'll be in Florida. People walk over. You can go guys.
You think everybody else can be here?
I should be over here.
Yeah.
If I haven't drowned on the
you'll
ship.
Be here.
My, if that ship
next,
doesn't leak,
the 22nd? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't leave until the 24th.
Okay, cool. All right, so we'll at least have a full
call. Oh, wait a minute. I might not be able to make it that night. Mm. My wife's going to be
gone. I've been this for like 10 years.
My wife's going to be gone for that entire week.
Just now coming
I'll see if I can make arrangements for my kids.
Okay.
I'm going
to all these brand
send
devices,
them to the kickball
like,
committee
yeah,
next door.
Sure
and you're going to give us the agenda items that you
yeah.
want on the next one.
Okay. Yeah, for sure.
So talk to our neighbors and
see what
go
they
over
think.
The budget and what other homework assignment.
That's pretty much it. Yeah.
I'll try to suffice with the art department and like see if I can get that stuff charted.
And I'll send you all the email tomorrow with all the information.
Is this still going? I don't know.